This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome. Kakra has been sharing an exciting series titled The Art of Hearing. Today, he speaks about how God speaks to the mind. Let's join in.
We have been sharing on the art of hearing, and we have been learning how to recognize and how to hear God's voice. Now, it's important for every Christian to be able to hear God's voice. Why? I think John chapter 28, 1 and 2 gives us two very powerful reasons. It says, "It shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day," then he gives the first reason, "the Lord thy God will set thee on high." In other words, promotion. You know, in the Bible, every time God spoke, people were promoted. Moses was promoted to a prophet when he heard God's voice and he saw this angel in the burning bush. Peter's fishing business in Luke chapter 5 was transformed because he heard the voice of God. In Luke 5, 7, he said, "Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net." So in other words, the word of God changes things. John 28, verse 2, it says, "And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you." Now, when you hear God's voice, it exposes you to all types of blessings. Like what? Like healing. In Luke 7, 8, the centurion said to Jesus, "Say in a word, and my servant shall be healed." In other words, he said, "Let me just hear your voice. And when I hear your voice, instantly healing will come." And I know many people who were sick and they heard God's voice and instantly they were healed. They had an encounter with God and that was it. That sickness that looked impossible, God took away the sickness. But today specifically, I want to speak on the subject, how God speaks to your mind. Tell somebody how God speaks to your mind. You know, one of the problems that we face is not that God is not speaking. God is speaking, but sometimes we are not hearing. That's the problem. Or even if we hear, we don't know that it is God who is speaking. So God is transmitting, but the problem is, are you hearing? Maybe he's talking about your business. Maybe he's counseling you about your marriage. Maybe he's showing you what to do. Maybe you are even a student and he's showing you the questions that will come for your exam. So same scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14. Let's read. Same problem. It says, "The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God." Why? It gives two reasons. They are foolishness unto him. First reason. Second reason, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. So two reasons. It's a first of all, God's voice is a spiritual voice. So you must be in the spirit to hear it. That's why it says they are spiritually discerned. So even to hear it, it's not that he's not speaking. He's speaking, but you can hear it. Then it says, second problem, even if you hear it, second problem is that you will not even know that it is God who is speaking. You think that some foolish idea has crossed your mind or some random thought has crossed your mind, but you don't know that really it is God who is ministering to you about your child, about your loneliness, about how to deal with the problem in your office. Maybe God is talking. That's why I want to talk about how God speaks to your mind. Because God could be communicating with you through your mind, but just that you don't know that it is God who is talking. You think that probably it's just your mind. So I believe that as I teach, you will be able to decipher when God is talking to your mind and when God is not talking to your mind. How does God speak to the mind of a person? Number one, as a thought. Tell somebody, a thought. Now, a thought is an idea. It just comes into your mind. That's what it means. So God can speak to you as a thought. What it means is that sometimes, you know, as a normal human being, there may be many ideas moving in your mind. What to do, what not to do. You are a student, ideas are coming. You want to build a house, ideas are coming. So you have to be able to decipher which one. You may have even an idea to propose to this girl. Then you see another one, you say, hey, this one too fine. I want to propose to this one. So it's all a mixture of ideas. So the question is, which of these ideas is actually an idea from God? Or you're working in your office and ideas are coming. You don't know which one is of God, which one is not of God. But one of them is actually God talking to you. It's an idea. So how can you recognize it when God actually puts an idea into your mind? Matthew chapter 10, let's read a scripture. In this scripture, I think that the Bible talks about how we can know. At least this scripture gives you an idea of the idea. In this scripture, Matthew chapter 10, Jesus was about to send his disciples to preach. Let's read verse 1. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits and also to heal the sick. In other words, if you want to cast out devils, you must have power, because many sicknesses are actually caused by demons. So Jesus called his disciples. He said, I'm sending you to start a ministry. I'm sending you to preach. You are going to go to other towns. You are going to go to other places. You are going to preach. You are going to minister to people powerfully. Then he started giving them advice, some advice on what to expect and what they should do when they get on to the mission field and they begin to preach. Verse 16, let's look at some of the advice he gave to them. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Then he gave them some idea. He said that in life, you will need to be very wise to succeed in everything. You also need to be a dove, and the dove is the symbol of the Holy Spirit. In other words, you need wisdom and power to succeed in anything, from ministry to your own life, to relationships, to being a shepherd, to running your own business, to serving God. You will need both wisdom and the power of God. Sometimes people choose the power and they lose wisdom. Sometimes people choose the wisdom and they leave power. Let me tell you something. It's a buffet. Whatever you want to eat. Take everything. Don't take some and leave some. Then verse 17, he gave them a warning. Let's look at the warning. But beware of men, for they will deliver you to their councils and scourge you in the synagogues, and you shall be brought before governors and kings. Governors and kings are political powers. Then Jesus began to talk about the kind of pressures that they will come under. He said, as I'm sending you, he said, you're going to come under pressure. And he says that this pressure is going to come from men, human beings. Then he gave a list. Then he says that they will deliver you to their councils. Now, the council means a court. In those days, they had religious courts. That's why the woman who was committing adultery in Jesus' time, they wanted to stone him. Because if they take him to the court will rule that you should be stoned. So sometimes you have a court case. Maybe it's a land litigation. Somebody has borrowed your money. He didn't pay. So Jesus said, this pressure will come, which I told you. Then he talked about synagogues. Now the synagogue is the church. So in other words, even as we are serving God in the synagogue, there will be problems. Are you understanding me? There will be issues. Even when you are serving God and everybody's supposed to be a Christian, you know, there will be problems. There are problems even in the synagogue. Hallelujah. You can come to church with your beloved and somebody will snatch the beloved. It's a problem. You have a problem now. You understand me? So even in the synagogue, there are problems. Anyway, so he said, not only that, he said there will also be political pressure. Then he said, not only that, he says, and for a testimony against them and the Gentiles, that the Gentiles are ordinary people. Ordinary people. He said, you're now also going to have problems with ordinary people. Like who? So there are always issues. Then Jesus spoke about how to deal with this pressure. Verse 19, when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak. For the Spirit shall give you in that same hour what you shall speak. For it is not you that speaketh, but the Spirit of the Father who speaketh in you. Then Jesus started talking about how to deal with these pressures. How are you going to deal with these pressures? How is God going? Because you know, he spoke about wisdom. He said you will need wisdom to deal with all the problems that will come as pastors. So he was now talking about how this wisdom of God will be transmitted to them. So verse 19 and 20 is the key to how this wisdom will be transmitted, or how God is going to speak to their minds. Verse 19 and 20, it holds all the keys. That is how you can recognize when God is speaking to your mind. So let's look at it closely. So I'm going to give you maybe a few points under that, but it's all still under the same point, but a few points so that you can understand. So let's look at the sub point, some of the things you must notice. Okay, so this is a sub point, point number one. Jesus said, it will come as a thought. That's only a thought. He said, take no thought how you shall answer or what you shall say, for the Holy Ghost shall give you in that same hour. In other words, God was going to give them a thought or an idea. So he said, God will give you a thought, an idea. There are ideas that can change your business completely. Your capital can be 50,000, but your capital can go to 2 million. Just one single idea. So Jesus said to them, in the midst of all the pressures, he said, look out for ideas. He said, the Holy Ghost will give you a thought. Sometimes it's a problem. You know, you can face a very mighty problem, but you'll be surprised. One idea can make a very big problem very small. One day we were doing something and we needed a lot of money for our broadcast. Maybe we needed about 500,000 Ghana cedis to pay for our broadcast. And I was thinking and I was thinking and I was thinking for a section of our broadcast, radio and TV. I was thinking. I said, Lord, let people give us money so that we can pay. Then one morning I woke up, an idea came to my mind. When the idea came, I realized that even the money, I don't need it. So I didn't spend any money. But yesterday, we did the same thing. May God give you a supernatural idea. May the Holy Ghost speak to your mind and plant an idea into your mind. So the first feature about this thing is that it comes as an idea.
Thanks for joining us. Today, we learned that one way God speaks to our minds is through thoughts and ideas. Tune in same time tomorrow for the continuation of this powerful message.
You are here and you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You want to give your life to Him. You know you are far from God or you are backslider. And you want to give your life to Jesus. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Wash me with your blood. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
It says, dear pastor, I asked you to pray for me because I needed a job. And when you pray for me, within 24 hours, I got a job. Good values have to be chosen intentionally, because there are people around, they will try to change your values.
Who you are is a reflection of your values. Your values are developed consciously or unconsciously. Success is conscious, and Christian values have to be developed consciously. This message will inspire you to develop the right values for a successful Christian life. You can order this message series through the following means. Place your order on Facebook by posting Order Values at the comment section or message window. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org or call us on WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. You can place a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. That's +233 20 7575 215. Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.